And yes, we have. We've had enough. We've had enough. And I'm taking it beyond the racial issue, the police brutality issue. We have had enough of the enemy having his way. That's what's got to come out of the church. Yes, we are. Yes, we're in full agreement with the justice that must come forth, because the Bible clearly says, let justice roll down. True. But we got to go to the next level. That I've had enough. I've had enough even within my own spirit, when in the secret places of my life, I've had enough. I'm not going to live this way anymore. I'm not going to live anyway this way with the secret sins and the stuff that I don't want nobody to know, and living a double life. That's what the God is calling the church to. To cleanse us. And so we've got to come to a point. I watch my city rise up and say, it's enough. That's enough. That's enough. But we got to rise up in our own spirit and say, in the Canfield Green apartments in me, I've had enough. There will be no more injustice taking place in me. Yes, Lord God. No more. No more. I've had enough. It can't continue this way. The power that God wants us to operate in is directly connected to this level of holiness. And I know that we've always talked about holiness from the standpoint of just to make it into heaven, but there's a certain level of power and authority that we must operate in. And God is to come out of a pure life, out of the purity. That was the reason for the Lord calling us to holiness. I know we only got it associated with staying holy to get to heaven, but it was bigger than that. It was bigger than that. I want to be able to, call down fire from heaven because I've been with him. That's what you were sharing about. There's such a level of intimacy that I am in with God, that even when I come out of that, that presence is still on me. That power is still on me. That boldness is still on me. And that's what would cause a people that, even like it was with the apostles, even if my shadow comes upon them, there's healing that comes upon them. I'm not after the healings. I'm not after the accolades that would come because that would happen. No, because I know there's persecution that comes with that. Paul said, I got so deep and heavy in the revelation, the things that God was showing me, that God allowed a messenger from Satan to come and buffet me to keep me in check from all this stuff that God is showing me. So believe me, I'm not really all that thrilled and going after having my name known. But I still want to walk in that level of holiness and humility. Hear the combination, holiness and humility. Because the holiness is of him. It ain't mine. In my presence, just in the Lord's presence, he just rubbed off on me. It just rubbed off on me, and I got saturated with him. So when I come out from being with him, only thing you picking up on is him. It ain't me.
Like when Moses was with God, he spent so much time with God, he began to glow.
Yes, Lord. Because the presence was just so, the presence of the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord for a moment, y'all. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I don't know who's going to see this. The Lord told me to turn this video on and just kind of, because bring you in on this moment, because I didn't know what was going to be said, but he said, I'm about to speak to you. So you're in on something really special right now. But the enough, because it's all over America. God has just kind of made St. Louis ground zero for this. And hear me, y'all, back in St. Louis, don't get distracted. Please don't get distracted with all the other stuff. Church of St. Louis, stay on point. Stay focused, y'all. Stay focused. That this is a Kairos moment. This is your time to now stand up boldly. You don't even have to drive all the way up to Ferguson. Those of y'all that live in South St. Louis, Those of you who live on the West End, those of you that live closer to downtown, you ain't got to drive all the way up to Ferguson to do this. If you just sit out in front of your house or stand in your backyard and just lift up the travail to God on behalf of not only the city, but our nation, because the world is watching now. The world has said we have had enough. And while right now the world is focusing on we have had enough of police brutality and we've had enough of the justice system, our enough has to be I've had enough of carnality in my own life. I've had enough of just mediocrity in my own life. I've had enough of just living and kind of just go to church every once in a while, praying only when something's going on that's wrong, only really getting before the Lord when I got a financial need. Come on, let's go there with God. Lord, I've had enough. I've had enough. I've had enough of that in me. Yes, it's easy right now to point the finger at the Ferguson police. It's easy to point the finger right now at the mayor. It's easy to point the finger at the governor. For those of you who have said so, it's had easy to point the finger at Obama for what you feel hasn't happened, ain't happening. But I'm telling you, church, point the finger at ourselves and say, I've had enough of the injustice in me. I have been judging the world, judging my family, judging my peers, and never dealing with my own mess. Yes, Lord God, never dealing with my own mess, my own hypocrisy. Yes, Lord God, if the truth be told, how many of you have spent more time watching scandal than you have reading your Bible? Tell the truth about yourself. How many of you men have spent hours browsing through and looking at pornography and downloading videos, and you haven't spent one moment just embracing your own kids and loving your wife, being in the presence of God to hear and get a word for your children? You don't need to be trying to get no word to preach no messages to the people. You need to get a word for your own kids. You need to let God give you a word for your wife. She needs you to love her. She needs you to understand her. Get a word for your own family. Get your mouth off of the pastor. Get your mouth off of the church and deal with your own church in that house that you live in. My Lord God. So if you're going to have enough, if you're going to really march and protest, then protest the idolatry that's in your own heart. Yes, Lord God, that's what this is about today. Yes, Lord God, and all over the country, believers all over the country, quit going by what the media is showing you. Yes, Lord God, that's they're not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to give you the whole picture, and you don't need to be dependent upon that anyway. If you just get with God, he'll open it up. He'll show you what's going on in Ferguson. He'll show you what's going on in your own township, in your own municipality. Yes, Lord God, there are forces in place right now. They're trying to make this a civil war. They're trying to stir up the pot and start a major race riot across this country that will give the powers to be an opportunity to cause militaristic action to take place in cities all over America. Don't give in to it. This is a spiritual battle. So I'm calling for the church all over America. If you're going to have enough, get your eyes off of the enough that's happening in the natural. You gotta have rise up. I'm proud of what my town has done in rising up. But the rising up has now got to come to this level. You need to rise up for the mess going on in my own heart. The mess going on in my own home. Yes, Lord, the mess going on in my own family. Families that haven't spoken to each other for years. Haven't been connected to one another for years. Yes, Lord God. In-laws and outlaws and cousins and aunts and uncles. Yes, Lord God. They are in just as much opposition to one another as what we have seen with this police force in that community. Don't you understand? Our God is a righteous God. He's a righteous judge. He doesn't look at this situation and say, this is far worse than what's going on in your house, far worse than what's going on in your own home, in your own family. That's where God's going to go with this. For all of us that got to stand up before him, he's going to say, yeah, you judged that policeman, the guy who fired this shot. You judged the mayor. You judged the police chief. But you never looked in your own heart and said, my heart is just like that officer who felt like he had the right to take that young man's life. You have been the same way, church. You've been the same way. Yes, Lord God. And it's time to repent. Now rise up in your spirit. Yes, Lord God. Against the murderous heart that you have had. You felt justified with the gossip because of the person's sin. You felt justified. Yes, Lord God. And your murder, your gossip was just the same as the bullets that riddled that young man's body. Your gossip was the same and you felt justified because you said, look at the character of the person who I was gossiping about. So I'm justified in doing it. And so I'm calling you. I hear God saying, he's calling you out too. Yes, Lord God, just like they published this guy's name and put it out there. God's putting your name out there. Whatever is the name of your church, whatever is the name of your ministry, whatever is your last name, whatever is your family name, God's calling you out. Yes, Lord God, he's saying repent of your murder. Repent of your conspiracy, how you conspire to get positions and affluence in the church or in the community. Yes, Lord God, I hear the God calling us all to repentance. Calling us all. He's calling us all to repentance. Yes, Lord God. Remember that old school stuff. He's calling us all to holiness. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. The reason why Jesus could look at those Pharisees ready to stone that woman and say, he who is without sin can cast the first stone to execute. The reason why he could do that is because he knew they weren't worthy. There is only one that is worthy. And the one who was worthy and really could cast a stone, he chose to forgive her. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Come on ahead and let that travail come forth. Yes, Lord God. Because he calls it forth today. Lord, we travail. Yes, Lord God, for our families. Yes, Lord God, for our own homes. Yes, Lord God, we can't put it in words anymore. Yes, Lord God, but you've called us out today. You've called us out the same way that policeman's name was put out there. God, you calling the church out the same way. Yes, Lord God, we are guilty of the same sin. Yes, Lord God, of this officer. The church is just as guilty. Yes, Lord God, we have not cared for the community. Yes, Lord God, we have yet to care for the poor. We have yet to care for the widows. We have yet to do it, God. Yes, my God. God, I'm my kiss, God. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Forgive us, Lord.
And holiness. That's yes, what you're seeking.
Yes,
a lifestyle of humility and holiness. And as, just as what Devana was just praying, Lord, that this would not, it would not be momentary, that it would not just be emotional, but a lifestyle. That we would be so tender toward you. That at the slightest whisper, we would check ourselves and repent. That we would live lives where we are just so tender toward you, not hard, that we would constantly break up our own fallow ground. Lord, that we would not be work for you so that you can, so that we can expand the kingdom, so that we can be about kingdom business. That we're not so much a work that we can do the work. You're so busy trying to get your body healed and delivered. And oh my God, son, that we can't even get the work done. Kyo Sariya Maya. Lord, I pray for a spirit of repentance. Throughout this country, in your body,
yes.
A spirit of repentance.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, help us to see ourselves for the pitiful, weak, selfish, narcissistic people that we have become. Kayasa! Kayasa! And merciful to us, but show us our real selves, Show us our real selves. Don't even let us be able to take another step. Lord, help us not to be able to go any further until we deal for real with the mess. Help us to be confrontational, but loving and merciful at the same time, like you are. We can't just let it go by. We can't just be PC. That's demonic. That's that way you don't deal with what's really going on. PC is demonic. Deal with it. We can be loving. We can be loving like you are. We have to be like you in dealing with our issues, with the things, the secret sin, and Lord, with the selfishness and the things that we just, oh, you know, that ain't a big deal. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Sin is sin. Missing the mark is missing the mark. Lord, we have missed it for so long. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to fulfill your purpose for our lives. Help us to stop being so petty and childish. Lord, help us to fulfill your purpose for our lives. Help us to center in on you, not what we want. God, help us not to be children all of our lives. Lord, help us to grow, to mature. Help us to face the issues. It only makes us stronger. God in heaven, it makes us better. God, help us, help us, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, God. Oh God, help us to repent. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to grow up. Help us to grow your kingdom. Oh God, help us to grow up. God, oh God. God, you don't have to test.
Lord, we ask you to dispatch angels around this nation in the key positions that only you can see. I dare not be so arrogant as to tell you what to do and how to do it. But Lord, we just ask you for the dispatching of angels, those that would war, warring in principalities, warring with principalities over areas, over regions. Even as your people are lifting up their hands and crying out to you, I just see that by the Spirit, as there is a cry going forth. And I know the power of internet, because one person said, let's have an all night, let's have a 1 hour vigil. One person, and it's in a matter of hours, the information about that vigil spread all over the world. And at the same time, all over the world, people lit a candle. So Lord God, for something like that to be able to happen, Lord, I ask you, Lord, for dispatching of angels all over the world, where your people have been lifting up their cry, doing much more than lighting a candle, but Lord, being a light in dark places all over the world. God, I ask you to send forth your angels to break up principalities and powers and strongholds. Yes, Lord God. And those strongholds are in the minds, in the mindset. Yes, Lord God, that sees different people groups in a particular way. I want you to understand, America, that what's happening in America between blacks and whites, there are ethnic wars going on all over the world. They're going on all over the world. And the enemy is using it to perpetuate an agenda. And so that's why we as the church must get our eyes off of the natural, the ethnic battle. I'm not dismissing it. I'm simply giving, I'm doing what the Lord said, do, shining a light on what's going on beyond the ethnic battle. It is a spiritual battle, but you can't fight the battle if you still got that same fight going on inside of you. If secretly you really do hate white people, if secretly you really do hate black people, if secretly you really do hate Latinos, if secretly you really do got a problem with Asians, then how can you stand in intercession for a nation? That's why we must repent. Yes, Lord God. That's what I meant when I said we're no different than the officer who could fire a bullet. Yes, Lord God, because it's in your heart. The way he felt about that young man, that's where you think. You said, but I'll never shoot a gun at them. You've already shot your gun. You've already fired those bullets with the words coming out of your mouth. Yes, Lord God. And they hadn't done anything to you. And they were running from you. And they held their hands up to you and said, I give up. But you still kept firing. It's no different, church. Yes, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask you to send forth your angels and break up the mindset, the principalities. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They kept saying it over and over again last night and all throughout the day that God don't need a whole lot of people. He just needs a remnant. And I believe that that's what done happened here at Urban Life. We ain't got a lot of people, but we got a remnant. And that's all God needs. Gideon started off with 32,000. He ended up with less than 1% than what he started off with. Not 10%. See, 10% would have been 3,200. One percent would have been 320. But he had 300. So he had less than 1% than what he started off with. So God don't need a whole lot. So I think we're right in line. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. So God didn't need, he doesn't have to have no 4,000 or 5,000 member church to do this. Because 10% of that, what, is 400 or 500 people. And then go down another, and that'd be 50, 60 people. So he don't need a whole lot of people. He just needs a remnant that will go here. And just like it wasn't a lot of people there to behold that proclamation being signed. And that was a holy moment. I want you guys to know this is a holy moment right here, right now. This is a holy moment. And who'd have ever thought that from some little facility, some little room, that just simply sends out webcast and video clips, that God would say, speak to a nation. And that he would provide the means by which that could take place. But what did he need? He just needed a remnant. The room didn't even have to be full. He just needed a remnant. We can tell you as pastors, all we need is God just give us somebody to agree with us. That's all we were asking for. You guys don't know, before you came, that was really was our prayer. God, just send us somebody that agree with us. Because we know if we've got agreement, what you said would take place is going to take place. Thank you, Lord. Come on, bless him right now. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you. He's so worthy to be praised. And God, we're still so humbled that you have chosen us for this assignment. And we don't even understand the assignment, but we don't have to know why the orders. I've never been in military, but I understand that when you get orders, you don't question them. And you don't try to figure out how it's all going to work. You just do your part. So God, you gave us this special force assignment. And we just simply say, yes, Lord. We go and take the territory. And we're not boastful. We ain't going to be proud about it. God, you know, God uses us in special ways. And then it's not, Lord, we're just so humbled that you would even choose us. And so, Lord, we thank you for the assignment. It's tough, but we receive your grace. Yes, Lord God, give us your grace even throughout the week, because we know that there's always backlash when we step out like this. But, Lord, we trust you. You said you would give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. So we thank you for your protection. Yes, Lord God, we thank you for speaking to us in words of wisdom and exhortation, even as we continue to in this 31 days of praying and consecration. Thank you, God, for revelation every day. Yes, Lord God, new things being planted in us every day. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for expanding our capacity for more today. I hear that. He's expanded us. Thank you, Lord. You know how sometimes you feel like I'm full and I can't take no more? But, Lord, now I thank you that in this moment, he expanded us, our capacity for more. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. And we used to end services, you know, with God be with you until we meet again. But I hear something really different today. And it's, Lord, I can't wait to get right back in your presence. I love y'all, but I can't wait to get back with Daddy. And see, you understand that, don't you? Because then the emphasis isn't on our gathering here. The emphasis is on getting back with him. Yes, Lord, getting back with him. Yes, Lord, how's that for a new benediction? Lord, let this spread throughout the church. That the point is, can't wait to get back to be with y'all. And I really do feel that way, but can't wait to get back with Daddy. And when we get back together again, we'll find out what Daddy told all of us. Amen. And we'll find out, you know what? That's the same thing he told me. That same thing he downloaded in me. Bless the Lord our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just worship the Lord. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're so worthy. You're so worthy. I just want to end. I hear this little song that we always be playing sometimes around here. I will exalt thee. I want to end with that. Some of you, did you hear that in your spirit? I will exalt you. Thank you, Lord God. Let's end with this today. I will.